You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll hear from an astrobiologist who's dedicated her career to advancing the search for extraterrestrial life.
Right now, the Children's Health Insurance Program, it's also known as CHIP, provides states with the money to help provide children health insurance when their families are unable to afford it. The program's current spending plan expired 1 month ago, and Congress has yet to approve new funding.
The House of Representatives plans to vote on a Republican bill this week that would renew funding for CHIP. The plan could make cuts to the Affordable Care Act's public health fund and charge wealthy Medicare recipients more for their coverage. Democrats are objecting to those measures, and doctors left dealing with uncertainty now about the future coverage of their young patients.
Dr. Dipesh Navsaria is an assistant professor of pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. He's also the vice president of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Navsaria, welcome back to Central Time.
You're welcome. I'm pleased to be here.
So can you give us a sense of how the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP, works and who actually benefits from the program?
Certainly. The CHIP program, which is known as BadgerCare or BadgerCare Plus in Wisconsin, was originally designed in 1997 to kind of fill an interesting gap that we had in health coverage for children. Some families made a little bit too much money for Medicaid, but generally didn't fall into income or job categories where they would be able to get insurance to their employer. So you had kids that were going without insurance, which is something that we as a society didn't really feel comfortable about. The CHIP program was passed on a bipartisan basis in 1997 to kind of fill that gap. Different states have enacted it differently. It's basically a state-federal partnership. And in Wisconsin, as I said, it's known as BadgerCare Plus. And that essentially covers about 172,000 children in Wisconsin.
So that's a pretty significant amount of children that benefit from this coverage. So far as you know, where does CHIP funding or BadgerCare Plus funding in Wisconsin stand today?
Well, right now it's in a fairly uncertain position, as it is in every other state as well. The CHIP program has been reauthorized a number of times since 1997, and usually with overwhelming bipartisan support. It just has not been an issue that's controversial at all. However, the funding has run out as of September 30th in terms of the federal promise to continue paying for CHIP. Now, different states are in different places in terms of when the money runs out in their own state. The handful of states where it's running out much sooner. Some states, including Wisconsin, have a buffer zone of a few months just in terms of, you know, how the spending has gone and how they've chosen to enact their programs. The problem, however, for all states is that this is uncertainty, and at some point they'll start saying, you know, if you're eligible for CHIP, well, we might need to actually pull back on that eligibility because we're not sure if we're going to be able to pay for you. So now we're at almost, 29 days since Congress didn't act in time, and we're still waiting for them to act and be able to give states certainty, knowing that the CHIP funding is actually coming.
And what position does that put families in? Usually when you feel as though you're about to run out of something, especially with insurance, you might want to go to the doctor and get all of your appointments done. So what kind of uncertainty does that put families in the state?
Well, I think some families might think, gee, we may not have this insurance any further, so yes, let's go and get our visits in or get refills on medications or whatever the case may be. To be perfectly honest, I'm not sure that many families actually understand that they are at risk of losing CHIP. I think it's something that the health systems and clinic systems and that the Department of Health Services at the state level are fully aware of, but I don't know if so many families necessarily recognize this. So they may be in for a very cruel surprise when they're suddenly told that, hey, this wasn't refunded and your child no longer has health insurance. And that puts them in a very difficult position in order to get the kind of preventive care that we focus on so much in pediatrics.
And state officials, you know, largely will not want to have, you know, this funding go away. So in the event that, you know, federally feet still drag on this and Wisconsin basically has to pick up the pieces, where will that money come from?
Well, that money could come if Wisconsin decides to try to continue with the CHIP program. It's going to be coming from state revenues, from the state budget. So where it's taken from, that depends on our state government just deciding where that'll happen. Clearly, we don't have, you know, millions upon millions of dollars lying around. Otherwise, we would be doing much else with it. So they may be in a position where they have to scale back the level of coverage or the way the coverage works. This is a problem because, I mean, really, the CHIP has been remarkably successful. I mean, we now cover about 96-97% of children in our state, and this is true through most of the country. This has been a remarkable success from a public health perspective, from a general medical care perspective, and so on. And it's really being threatened right now by this congressional inaction.
Can you talk a little bit about the successes that came with CHIP when it was put in place in 1997?
Well, essentially, it meant that we no longer had to rely on charity care or free clinic systems, et cetera, for children that were uninsured through no fault of their own. We have to remember that we basically have a system where insurance is either through Medicaid because you don't make a whole lot, or that it's through the fact that your parent happens to be lucky enough to have a job that provides it as a benefit, provides private health insurance as a benefit. So it left kids in this sort of middle ground there. Now, the kinds of things that we often do in pediatric visits are preventive in nature. It's immunizations, it's advice, it's checking on growth, checking on development. The sorts of things that, if they're not addressed, actually create fairly significant long-term problems that are much harder to fix later on because we're losing some of that period of brain plasticity and so on that are there. So when we don't offer insurance, particularly for children, what we end up seeing is that these problems fester and then become lifelong issues as opposed to something that we might have been able to head off earlier.
So easier to treat children earlier where, you know, they might be able to bounce back a little bit more versus having long-term health issues that they might have to deal with as adults where it might be harder to treat?
Indeed, and actually, if you look at Medicaid data, it's not just that it's easier to treat, it's also cheaper to treat children and to address their needs. If you look at Medicaid, more than half of Medicaid recipients are children, but they account for something in the neighborhood of 20 to 25% of total Medicaid costs. Kids are not a big driver of cost, and the CHIP program itself is relatively inexpensive, so the fact that we're sitting here with this inaction, it's not that it's going to break the federal budget to reauthorize CHIP. And unfortunately, what's happening right now appears to be that Congress is seemingly unable to act. The reauthorizations, at least the House reauthorization, seems to be tied to taking money from other programs like Social Security and so on. The Senate bill isn't, but I think there's a lot of wrangling going on, and CHIP is being used as a, no pun intended, or maybe it is intended, as a bargaining chip that has nothing to do with health care for children.
And I want to get to that in just a second, but I want to remind our listeners that we're talking to Dr. Dipesh Nafsaria. He's an associate professor of pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. He's also the vice president of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And right now we are talking about the delay in renewing the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP, known as BadgerCare Plus in Wisconsin, and how it could impact families in the state. And as a doctor, what is the mood in, you know, the profession right now, seeing these sort of policy fights happening?
Well, I think it creates a lot of uncertainty. I mean, the big uncertainty we had over the last few months was Medicaid. For, you know, despite all the talk about the Affordable Care Act and, you know, whether it was going to be repealed and what it might be replaced with and so on, the thing that was snuck in there that didn't get a lot of attention until later was the fact that there were absolutely enormous cuts to Medicaid. And just to give you an idea of how that impacts children in Wisconsin, I told you that we had 176,000 kids or so covered under Badger Care. Well, Medicaid is over 500,000 children in Wisconsin alone. So that was an even larger threat, was were we going to see cutbacks in what children and their parents were eligible for, and how was that going to affect the health and well-being of children and families throughout the state?
healthcare has been, you know, a big part of what seems to be a big political fight right now. It has been a political fight for decades. I mean, you look back at the Clinton administration, but it really feels as though it has reached a head with this administration, you know, and it's pitting Democrats against Republicans. Do you think that there's anything that can be done to reduce some of the political divisions around this issue?
I think that there needs to be a commitment among policymakers on whatever side, whichever party they're in or not. I think there needs to be a commitment to saying this needs to be about ideas and not about scoring talking points or posturing for, you know, re-election or whatever this needs to happen. That this really needs to be about big ideas, and those big ideas need to be the things that we as a society, I think, largely agree on. I think that people should have insurance and should have a way of receiving care so that problems don't become worse, so that we don't all end up paying more, you know, in bills that aren't paid, et cetera, because someone's uninsured. I think we need to all agree that, hey, it's a good thing to make sure that children are covered and that we shouldn't be holding programs like CHIP hostage because we're trying to think about how we can maneuver politically to get something else done.
Dr. Nafsaria, thank you so much for being able to join us to talk about this today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Dr. Dipesh Nafsaria is an assistant professor of pediatrics at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He joined us to talk about the delay in renewing funds for the Federal Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP.